After a couple of weeks hiatus, it's good to be back to the joy and the privilege of learning Sefer Chinuch. Last week there was no parsha. The week before, Bamidbar, there are no mitzvahs according to the Rambam's count, according to Sefer Chinuch's count in Parshas Bamidbar. But now we come to Parshas Naso, rich with mitzvahs. I want to take a look at one of the less obvious ones. Look at Parshas Naso, and you certainly think of Nazir and Sota, some of the halachas of Karbanos and Birkas Kohanim. Beautiful, rich mitzvahs. We had a chance 2 days ago in the Parshas here to look at the relationship between Nazir and Sota. I want to take a look tonight at Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, a very central mitzvah, not one that we necessarily associate with Parshas Naso. And that is, loosely speaking, the mitzvah of tshuva. Mitzvah of tshuva, maybe think of Yom Kippur, of the Achrimos, Emor. Think about the end of Chumash Devarim, very powerful parshios of tshuva. And the Sefer HaChinuch actually counts, locates the mitzvah of tshuva more or less in Parshas Naso. Here, mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet. Now, I say more or less because the first thing that strikes us is that he doesn't exactly call it tshuva. As you see, Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet, he says, Lehisvados al chet. The mitzvah is to say vidui an chet. Here, let's read the opening lines before we come to the Sharashim. Right over here, Shenitz Davinu. We have been commanded by the Ribon Shlom. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us, expects us, lehisvados lefnei Hashem al kol hachatam shechatanu be'eis shenis nachem aleihem. That's a mouthful. Be'eis shenis nachem aleihem. At the time that we regret mistakes that we've made, at the point in our lives when we regret chatam that we have committed, we have a mitzvah of vidui lefnei Hashem, to articulate a vidui in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefnei Hashem. Just last week we learned some inyan tefillah. Hopefully that's going to be the Ion Limud in the next couple of weeks, on the Monday night Ion Chabura, to look at some inyan tefillah. We'll see there as well, that's the language of lefnei Hashem, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here the Sefer HaChinuch speaks about reciting vidui in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeo inyan vidui, goes on to explain, Ana Hashem chatasi avisi bashati kilomar, sheyazkira chet sha'asa b'feirish b'fiv. Then I have a mitzvah to explicitly articulate, I did X. Here's what I did wrong. Say it out. V'yivakash kapara alav, and I beg Ribbono Shlom for atonement. I beg Ribbono Shel Olam for forgiveness. V'yarech b'davar k'fi shemashi yiyeh tzachas l'shono. And I can expand upon this according to however articulate I am. Tzachas l'shono. Now that's fascinating. It's not really a mitzvah of tshuva. It's a mitzvah that when I do tshuva, that I verbalize it. And this is not the chiddush of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch is quite open about the fact that his count of mitzvahs, which mitzvahs, how he determines what are the 613 mitzvahs, and that he is thoroughly dedicated to the Rambam. Every once in a while he'll say he's personally a Talmud or a Talmud of a Talmud of the Ramban, but in crafting the Sefer HaChinuch, he's stuck to the minhag mitzvahs of the Rambam. Now, what he does here is not only stick to the minyan mitzvah of the Rambam, but look at the way the Rambam crafts the mitzvah, opening Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam very famously doesn't speak about a mitzvah of tshuva, but rather about vidui, when I'm doing tshuva. And that's, by the way, that sort of response to our opening mystery. How come this is in Parshas Naso? Because the Parshas of tshuva appear largely elsewhere, but Parshas Naso has the mitzvah of vidui. A Jew is being in a carbon for a chet, and he is misvadeh. He is misvadeh. It's the pasuk that he quotes the next line. Now, Zeh Ne'emar, Dabrei B'nei Yisrael. Parak Hey Pasuk Vav. Isho Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatos Adam Lima Baal Bashem. It's in Parashas Nasr where the Torah speaks of vidui. Now this notion that's not a mitzvah of tshuva, but a mitzvah of vidui b'shas tshuva, that's fascinating. And that maybe, it may be that the Rambam doesn't count a mitzvah of tshuva, and therefore the Chinuch doesn't count a mitzvah of tshuva, because now the essential tshuva, the fact that if I I've been doing things wrong that I need to fix it going forward. I'm not sure that you need a separate mitzvah for that. If I haven't been, fill in the blank. I haven't been saying Kriya Shema Bizman. I haven't been careful about Shmiras Halashim. I haven't been careful about honesty in business. I haven't been careful of maintaining proper boundaries between myself and someone else's spouse. Whatever the chet, kashrus, whatever the chet may be. I haven't been careful not taking revenge. Whatever it may be, large or small, benam lachaver, benam lamakam, mitzvah sase, mitzvah sose, say, what have you. The fact that tomorrow I have to do better, I don't need a new mitzvah of tshuva. That, the fact, if I didn't say Kriya Shema yesterday, say Kriya Shema tomorrow, that's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The fact that I wasn't careful about not speaking lashar, I got to be careful tomorrow. That's the mitzvah lo sase, lo selech rachel amecha, and so on and so forth. I wasn't careful about halacha yesterday, be more careful tomorrow. I don't need a new mitzvah of tshuva. That's the other 612 mitzvahs. Whatever mitzvah I wasn't careful about, I have to keep that mitzvah tomorrow. That's several suggest. You don't need a mitzvah of tshuva. The fact that I have to change, that's the rest of halacha. The mitzvah, rather, is how to do tshuva. The mitzvah is, the be'esha nisnachem, when I feel bad, or as Rambam puts it, when I do tshuva, it can't just, it needs to be verbal. It can't just be change. I have to articulate that change, and specifically the opening, that opening phrase, L'sados lifnei Hashem. There needs to be a conversation with the Ribbono Shelolam. And I wanna move down. I wanna move down to the Sharashe HaMitzvah. This mitzvah seems like it's all machshava. Yeah. Usually the mitzvah is a halacha, there's a machshava in the mitzvah. Yeah, the mitzvah of vida, the mitzvah of tshuva. But let's take, even when the Sefer Chaim gives me dinei ha-mitzvah, quoting extensively for the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, that feels very much in a machshava vein, the way in which a Jew changes and grows. But here, let's take a look at the Sharashe ha-mitzvah. And bearing in mind that it's not so much what's the meaningfulness of tshuva, but what's the meaningfulness of this, of the need to articulate my tshuva, the need to verbalize my tshuva, this mitzvah of vidu, what's that about? Now, we understand sort of technically, in terms of cheshbon, okay, so it's the added mitzvah, the added chiddush is when you're changing, when I'm moving back to the way Rosh Hashanah wants me to keep the other 612 mitzvahs, make sure that you verbalize it. But why? What does that mean? Change is important. Growth is important. Personal improvement is always necessary. But what's with the verbalizing it? So the Sefer HaChinuch says, Misharasha HaMitzvah. Lefi has two ideas that he puts forward. Both are very powerful. Lefi Shebeho Da'as Ha'avon Bepeh Tizgala Machsheves HaChote V'Daito. When I admit this with my mouth, when I say it out, I verbalize it. Tizgala machshavas hachote v'daito. Speech, dibur, is an expression of thought. Dibur is an expression of hirur, of machshava. That what? Shehu ma'amin be'emes. It expresses my belief within. Ki galui v'yadu lefnei hakel baruch hu kol ma'asehu. It's an expression of my emuna. One of the last of the Ikari emuna. That I believe, I subscribe, emuna shleim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of what I'm up to. V'lo yase ayin roa ke'eino roa. A poetic turn of phrase. That I'm not making a seeing eye into a non-seeing eye. Obviously, barring the language of Pirkei Avos. right? Ayin roa ozen shamas v'chol masecha b'sefer nechtavim, that we believe, the Tana reminds us, that there's an eye that sees and the ear that hears, and everything is written down in the book, right? Everything is logged. You know, they say from the Chafetz Chaim, a century ago, that in his time, the phonograph was a major invention. The fact that, you know, audio could be recorded in any form, primitive form of audio recording. And so they say that the Chafetz Chaim commented, you know, the divine significance of this technological progress and the fact that it happened at that time. He said, you know, in an earlier generation, Jews were closer to Ribono Shlom, and we were able to intuit the idea of Ozen Shamas V'chol Masecha B'Sefer Nechtavim. The notion that our actions, that our words are recorded. Once upon a time, you know, we were able to understand that more intuitively, more naturally on our own. And he says, now Kadosh Baruch Hu needs to give us more chizuk. So you'll see the fact that physically, you know, your words can, your music can be recorded in the phonograph. So it gives us a way of thinking about the fact that there's a divine recording of everything. If you take that idea of the Chafetz Chaim and run with it, you know, over the last century, we've progressed technologically so far. There's so much more ayin roa va'ozen shamas v'chol masecha b'sefer nechtavim. It's not just a phonograph. Everything is being logged, and everything is recorded, and everything is being posted. And taking a point that the Chafetz Chaim is a mashal, maybe we need that much more chizuk to recognize that there's an ozen, ayin roa va'ozen shamas v'chol masecha b'sefer nechtavim, HaKadosh Baruch, who knows and cares what we do, and it leaves an indelible impact. And the Chinuch says that an essential part of tshuva is recognizing, reinforcing that we believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're doing. Kadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of the good decisions that we make and the decisions that we're not so proud of, the erroneous decisions that we make. How does our vidui? How does this work? Where's the leap? How do you get from point A to point B? So I think the idea of this first shoresh goes back again to that key phrase. It's lifnei Hashem. It's not just a conversation, you know, we talk to my diary. I'm talking to Ribono Shel Olam. Part of the mitzvah of tshuva, to say it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's he says that's a very powerful reminder. That verbalization is a powerful reinforcement of what's in my head, that I believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu knew. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. He knows what I did. So that's why it makes sense. If he knows, I'll have a conversation about it. I'm really sorry. I know I did the wrong thing. You know I did the wrong thing. You knew. And I know. So it's such a fascinating idea. It's a way of reinforcing our emunah. So the dibur in the first shoresh, the dibur is a reinforcement of machshava. The speech is a reinforcement of thought, of belief, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is fully aware of our actions, and of course, that's a very powerful aspect of our tshuva, because if Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and cares what we're up to, well, that's the basis of our need to do the right thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows and he cares and he has expectations of us, and we're going to do better in the future to live up to those expectations. So that's on the one side. On the one side, he says, one shorish is that the deeb, or the need for deeb, or the need for verbalization, is meant to reinforce machshava. The second shorish is in the opposite direction. That perhaps the dibur is reinforcing maisa. Let's take a look. Gam mitoch hazkaras achet befrat uvehisnachamo alav. The fact that I express my regret, I verbalize my regret, and I verbalize specifically what chet it was. Pirut achet. I say it out. It's hard for me to... fill in the blank, whatever chet it is that I'm thinking about. I backstabbed Ploni. I was dishonest with Almoni. I ate without a bracha. I ate something of questionable kashrus. I was mazals and shabbos, whatever it may be. That I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's embarrassing. And we all know psychologists teach us, right? Denial is a very, very powerful, the desire to deny, it's a very, very powerful force. It's one of our human coping mechanisms, and it has its place at times. But too much denial is very unhealthy. And too much denial gets in the way of change and growth, of self-improvement. It's easier in the short run to pretend that everything that we're perfect. But if we're going to pretend that we're perfect, we're not going to have the koach to do the difficult work of growing and changing and improving ourselves. So he says, if it's embarrassing to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I did X, to say it out, to lay it out, communicate it. He says, when you do that, I lay out what I did wrong, and I verbalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm embarrassed, and I regret this, and I shouldn't have done this. Yizaher mimenu yoser pamacharas aval yinich shabo. The dibur will impact masa. The exercise of saying it, of laying it out in words, and not, it doesn't just remain in my head, that's going to give me more koach to act differently next time. Achshiyom b'fiv. Once I've not only thought, but said, kazu kazu asisi, I did X, Y, and Z. V'niskalti b'masa. That was an idiotic thing to do, to commit the chet. That's a powerful gedder. That's going to give me the strength the next time. If, you know, it's such an important idea. I felt bad. I felt bad with it. Okay, that makes some impact. But when desire presents itself next time, when motive and opportunity come around again, I felt bad last time. But it's easy come, easy go. If I said it in a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that'll be something that may perhaps I'll remember more. The next time motive and opportunity present themselves, say, whoa. In a moment of clarity, I had made the conviction, you know, I had made the decision not to do this again. Mitoch kach yirtzeh, or yeyrotzeh, lefnei boro, baruch hu. So dibur impacts machshava, and dibur impacts masa. Dibur reinforces my emunah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is all-knowing, and Dibur gives me the strength to make a better choice next time. To be multimodal, if it's not just a fleeting thought, but it's a verbalized conviction. Hakel hatov hechafitz betovas briosav hidricham b'derech zu yizkeba. He says, remember, this is divine gift, divine chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to succeed. The Ribbono Shel Olam is rooting for us. He wants to do good. He wants to give us good. He wants us to succeed because the purpose of creation, as the Ramchal made famous, going back as Ari Kaplan points out to Rav Saad Yigon in Emunas Vidayas over 1,000 years ago, Kadosh Baruch Hu's intent in creating the universe, he chose to create the universe because he wanted to do good, wanted to be beneficent. He wanted to shower goodness upon us and he wanted us to earn it. And so creates an Olam Haba, which is designed and crafted and optimized as a place of transmission of pleasure to us, for Kadosh Baruch Hu to share divine pleasure with us, unimaginably awesome pleasure. And he designed a second context in which humans exist, this universe, Olam Hazeh, which is optimized to be the ultimate arena of challenge. And that's why we're here, to be challenged and to hopefully rise those challenges and create our Olam Haba. Kadosh Baruch Hu put us here, hey, Chafetz B'Tovos B'Yosef, he's rooting for our success. So he gave us this tool in our arsenal, Hidricham B'Derech Zu Yizkeb. He said, it will be Mizvad V'Peh, it'll help you so, help us so much to grow, to live the way he wants us to live the way we want to live. And let me just leave you with a practical point. This is a mitzvah d'oraisa. One of the 248 mitzvahs d'oraisa is the how to go about changing, how to go about growing. And it's a chiyuv d'oraisa, according to Rambam the Chinuch, to verbalize it. Now, to have a conversation with Ribbono Shel Olam, so you know, if one is not yet a Breslover, so that may feel a little awkward. I talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like it may feel sort of weird. It's called a spade. It's like, sit there and talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I feel terrible. Like yesterday, it may feel awkward. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So I think for many people, the easiest way practically to begin to fulfill this mitzvah d'oraisa is in the context of Shemoneh Esrei. After all, as I mentioned before, Well, close the circle. Come back to where we started. The terminology Lifnei Hashem, Rambam uses with great force in the fourth parak of Hilchos Tefillah in talking about the mitzvah of Tefillah. That Tefillah is a conversation in the presence with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, face to face with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lifnei Hashem. The Chumash uses Lifnei Hashem typically to refer to the geography of Mikdash, specifically the Beis HaMikdash, or more generally Har Habayis, of all of Yerushalayim, but that's Lifnei Hashem as geography. But Lifnei Hashem could also be a state of mind. Conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from anywhere in the world, in Tefillah or in Tshuva and Vidui. So if sort of just sitting down in the middle of the afternoon just to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have a Vidui conversation, feels awkward. So we're more comfortable with the Lifnei Hashem conversation of Tefillah. So let it be there. And that whether it's in the middle of Slach Lanu, in Shema Kolenu, in all kind of tzar. But to say that, to have this conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's so incredibly powerful, as the Vechinuch points out to us, and it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, mamash a mitzvah d'oraisa, like tefillin, like lulav, like shofar, a mitzvah d'oraisa. It doesn't have to be Yom Kippur, it doesn't have to be Chayishel. A Jew recognizes he needs to change. We all need to change. We all need to change in 1,001 ways. We're human beings. And there's so much room to grow. As he reminds us, it's Mechazdei Hashem. One of the great matanas is the gift of tshuva. And another matana is that Kadosh Baruch Hu also gave us the tools to help us work with our with the reality of the human psyche, to put ourselves in a place where we reinforce the ideas and the beliefs and give ourselves the strength to follow through. And that is this mitzvah of Vidui, to talk with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, you can speak as at great length as you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never going to hang up on us. He's never going to tell us you've been talking for too long. And we're assured total confidentiality. Just to open up to Ribbono Shel Olam. Let's talk about. Talk about how difficult it is, and I'm struggling with this, and here's how I feel. And these are powerful conversations, and these are chiyuv m'daraisa. May we be zocha takam. To continue to grow forward, to continue to grow forward from these conversations, to grow forward our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he leave you with his thought, you know, if 3 months ago we felt kinizofim lamakam, to borrow the language of Mishnayos Tainus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed us out of the shul. So as he begins to bring us back to Tefillah B'Tzibur, it means Rosh Hashanah is beginning to. It looks as though he's beginning to roll back that sense of nidui, that sense of divine nezifa. So here's our opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is stretching out, he's knocking. He's saying, I want you back. Here's an opportunity. It's an enhanced Lifnei Hashem opportunity that we will hopefully take advantage of to the maximum. Rabbi Oseh, thank you so much. Look forward to more opportunities, Mitzvah, to learn and grow together. Yashar Koyach.